6. Future research. Future research is anticipated to build upon the evidence base presented in this report to develop a deeper and more intersectional understanding of the interconnected nature of the deficits experienced by people who are blind or who have visual impairment. Of particular interest that could be explored further in the IDI is compounding disadvantages, for example, being able to track sequentially the onset of eye disease resulting in blindness or visual impairment through to the loss of a driver license, to losing employment, and therefore requiring income support resulting in a lower income. This may then lead to decisions such as exiting home ownership or the private rental market and requiring social housing, mental health and addiction services for poor mental health brought on by a change in life circumstances or stress, other health issues, etc. We could engage in this type of life course research to identify the most impactful stage where an intervention could be targeted to ensure lower future inequities. Additionally, we could investigate the ability for researching causation in cases of more sudden blindness and visual impairment onset in New Zealand, explore what outcomes looked like before onset versus after onset for individuals, and measure the impact of blindness or visual impairment on people's longer-term socioeconomic outcomes, both at an individual and nationwide level. With the availability of the Blind and Visual Impairment Code module from the 31st of March 2026, IDI researchers across government, academic institutions and non-governmental organisations will be able to engage in research using the established code module population to contribute to building a wider pool of evidence to support blind and visually impaired people in New Zealand.